Seriously, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us about your experience. Have a conversation about texting while driving. Is it something you're tempted to do? Is it something you think is doable? Are you aware of the dangers of texting while driving? Then when you have that conversation, take out the word texting and substitute the word drinking, something we used to think that we could do and drive without any problems until a major mobilization in the United States transformed our social norms. We would never do in a car with a six-pack of beer what we do with a smartphone. Texting while driving is very, very dangerous. And joining us now is Kelly Klein, founder of Families Against Texting While Driving. She lost her son in a texting while driving accident. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, I can't even, you know, begin to describe or, you know, have a sense of your loss. And the fact that it occurred because of texting, you know, what do you do next? What's the, all right, I've had this loss, this has got to change in our society. How do you go about formulating a way of getting people to understand that this is a really serious problem?
Well, after AJ's accident, I had to do something. So I contacted my local assemblyman and worked with him to try and get a law against texting while driving in New York State. What we got was a secondary law passed in 2009, but what we need is a primary no texting law. I also speak at high schools to try and get kids, teenagers, to understand how dangerous texting while driving is.
And listen to this voice from one of our listeners calling from Michigan.
This is Jeffrey from Lansing, Michigan. A good friend of mine lost his 10-year-old daughter when she was talking on the cell phone and walking across the street. This just happened last week. It's just tragic, but it just made me think long and hard about how cell phones and moving traffic just do not mix altogether.
That slightly broadens the issue there. Of course, she was a pedestrian who died while not paying attention. But, you know, you have to pay attention. You have to be vigilant. Impaired driving when it involves alcohol is all about how alcohol makes you unable to focus on the things you need to focus on. And then, boom, fatalities happen. Let me talk a little bit about your organization. You're the founder of Families Against Texting While Driving, right?
Yes. Yes.
And again, I am not, you know, making fun of anything here. MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, had a really sort of snappy, clear, I totally get it acronym there, MAD. Families Against Texting While Driving, it doesn't have the same kind of ring to it. What are the challenges for getting people to really take this seriously and to go, I get it, we got to change tomorrow?
Well, it's not about a snappy name. It's about the message behind it. We are nearly 1,000 people strong, 1,000 New Yorkers who want to see a change in this law, who want to see an end to texting while driving. It's a dangerous, dangerous activity. It's a deadly activity that needs to stop.
But let's think together here, and we've got our listeners mobilized as well. You know, I remember during the AIDS crisis, the slogan, silence equals death, really sort of brought into focus what was going on. If you just sort of sit back, AIDS will continue to spread, and silence equals death was really, really meaningful. Maybe we need to ramp it up. It's not about snappy names, but texters are killers.
Well, yes. I believe it's Geico that has a slogan out now. It's simply texting kills. That's true. Texting kills. I lost my son in a texting while driving accident. Thousands of accidents have occurred where a texting driver has severely injured or killed someone else. How do you live with that?
Well, Kelly, then how do you respond to this voice from one of our listeners who called in?
My name is Chris, and I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I think texting while driving is totally fine as long as you make a good choice as to when you take your eyes off the road. I do it all the time. Do it at stop signs. Do it at red lights. Just don't be stupid about it.
Just react to that, Kelly.
It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating when I hear someone say that. Studies have shown that texting while driving severely changes your peripheral vision. You lose your peripheral vision. You get tunnel vision. You're not going. If this young man is texting at a stoplight, he's not going to see that child who's crossing the street, or he's not going to see the car that's turning when he wants to turn. It's just dangerous. And studies have shown this. People need to pay attention to the studies.
Listen, here's another voice. Speaking to the sort of technological issue here, which I think sometimes deludes us into thinking that we can handle it. Listen.
My name is Nima. I call it from New Jersey. All of phone now are smartphones. You don't have to type it physically. All you have to press on the microphone and speak to it. So you can still be on your both hands on your wheel and your eyes on the road.
But you're still distracted if you're focused on your smartphone and not on the traffic in front of you, right, Kelly?
Exactly. Yes, we would like everyone to keep both hands on the wheel and not type in their messages. But the point is your concentration is not where it should be. Your concentration is on the conversation that you're creating in your head, the text that you're creating in your head. Your focus should be on driving, not on texting.
Kelly, do you think the technology should help us out here a little bit? We had a designer on yesterday who said that the technology exists for cell phones to turn themselves off when they sense that they're moving. To even notify the police that there's somebody texting in traffic. What do you think?
I think that's fabulous. Go for it. I think that's what we need. If people aren't going to do it themselves, then let's help them out with technology.
I mean, Mothers Against Drunk Driving were responsible for getting the technology that people who have licenses but who also have a record of drunk driving can't actually start their car unless they pass a breathalyzer in the car.
That's fabulous.
All right, Kelly. How many supporters do you have?
We have nearly 1,000.
And that's just in the state of New York?
That's correct.
Kelly Klein is the founder of Families Against Texting While Driving. She lost her son. What's his name?
A.J. Larson.
A.J., let's remember A.J. Larson this morning lost her son in a texting while driving accident. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.